Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, but also to my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Thursday, the 9th day of September 2021, and these are my audio weather thoughts as we wrap up the week, head into the weekend, and begin to look at next week as well. A dry, stable weather pattern continues. Upper level high pressure dominates. That creates a very stable environment aloft. At the surface, interestingly enough, the steering winds have allowed for a cold front to backdoor its way into Texas. It's kind of slid its way into the area in the overnight hours from the northeast. That's what we mean by a backdoor cold front. Most cold fronts around here come in from the north or northwest. When we say a backdoor cold front, we mean it kind of comes in from the northeast when we're talking about Texas systems like that. And as a result, drier air is coming. You kind of feel it in the air this morning, not quite as warm. But I would caution you to the fact that this is dry air. And not only does dry air kind of cool down a little more at night, we saw that this morning, but it's also going to warm up a lot during the day over the next couple of days. So I'm looking for highs approaching 100. We were at 101 yesterday on Wednesday out at Camp Mabry and 98 degrees out at Austin Bergstrom International Airport. Looking for the near 100 the next couple of days, especially at Camp Mabry where we tend to be a little warmer, that being the in-city, more of an urban heat island observation site when you consider both sites in the city of Austin. Looks like by the weekend, particularly late Saturday to Sunday, a little more of a southeasterly wind. And then at some point on Sunday, I think we'll really begin to open up the Gulf of Mexico, moisture back from the Gulf. And that will continue into the new week. A more moist, a more unstable air mass. The upper level high weakens just a bit. Not as much of a lid on the atmosphere. And folks, in addition, and I think this is probably tied to this, but just letting you know, that the National Hurricane Center is watching an area that it will move into from Caribbean Sea into parts of Central America, southern Mexico, over the next day or two, and then begin to emerge over the southwest Gulf of Mexico by late in the weekend, first part of next week. Need to watch this system. I think it's probably tied to the surge of moisture I expect up from the Gulf of Mexico. And, of course, if it got over the southwest Gulf, got better developed, that would also change the complexion, if you will, of the forecast. Forecast for next week. In any case, I think a better chance of rain. We're beginning to see that in the 7-day forecast rainfall totals, courtesy of the Weather Prediction Center, part of the National Weather Service up in College Park, Maryland. They're suggesting now for Austin, once we get into next week, we can see upwards of an inch of rain, particularly the southeast of Austin toward the coastal plains. That rainfall would become heavier. So let's watch it for next week and see if that weather pattern does change. If we can get the moisture back, get better rain chances, more clouds, then we'll see the temperatures come down just a bit, at least a little closer to seasonal averages, which are beginning to fall now. We're fixing to go into fall before too much longer officially, so I'm just going to have to keep an eye on it. We'll watch for our mentions of rain once we get into next week. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, 9th day of September 2021. I'll update my 7-day forecast on the website, and of course my audio weather thoughts again on Friday morning. Hope you have a good Thursday.